Welcome to the November 25th Armed American Radio National Broadcast, the podcast version. My many thanks to the thousands of you who participated on the Armed American Radio Facebook fan giveaway this week. The grand prize winner walked away with a Gander Mountain Academy Ultimate Training Package, which consisted of a free training class, a free private firearms instructions lesson, free range time on the live fire and virtual range, as well as 2 hours in the 180-degree simulator and another 2 hours in the 300-degree simulator. Congratulations to Margaret Tuttle for winning the grand prize. To find out if you were one of the five runners-up, visit us at facebook.com/armedamericanradio and become a fan. For your chance to win great free stuff like this, become a fan at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Enjoy this week's broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I got the greatest email. I just got the greatest email. Sean, you're going to love this.
I'm sure I am. I love the last one.
Let me do this first off. If you would like to participate in the show, we love it. I love reading your emails. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you are on any of the, 170-some stations taking the show in hundreds of cities across the country, if you're driving a truck, not if you're driving a truck through Kansas and listening on an app, don't text anything. But send us an email. I'd love to read them on the air. This one just came in. It's great. It's from Paul in Washington State. Mark, you sure talk a lot. Now, wait a minute, John. Before you, I hear that from you and my kids. Uh-huh. Daddy, you're loud. All you do is, so I hear that from people in my personal life.
Well, that's the most of us that get into radio, that's why we're here.
Sean, this is a talk show.
Yeah, exactly.
If I don't talk,
we need to be playing some bad music or listening to something. I don't know. I don't get it.
There you go, Paul. Did you follow that?
You did pretty good because I actually looked over at the telos over here to make sure you're still hooked up.
Absolutely crushes me. I love the emails you guys send. Some of them are great. Okay, I love it. So send them in. Also, if you want to participate on the show, I'd love to take a phone call from you. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566.
And don't be trying to derail the show either.
No, derail the show. It's impossible to do that. We have you there. We had a great call from Boston last week. And as time begins rolling through 2013, some things we're going to be doing here with the show, some big changes coming up. New intro. Boy, I wish I could play that for you. Is that really good? We'll get there shortly. Can't play it for you yet.
No.
Has to get some approvals and has to go through some professional mixing. But, boy, is it really good. Let's just say it's that guy. At the beginning, it's John Young, and he's just amazing. He's Emmy Award winning. He's just brilliant. And wait till you hear the intro we're putting together for you. You're going to love it. New listeners across the country, you're going to love it. Even though you can't compare it, you'll still love it. Because, well, you can compare it. You're just, whatever, I'm getting off track. Hey, we have Michael Martin on the phone with us, don't we? Michael is the vice president of the content team. At Delta Defense LLC, works with me up in at the Wisconsin office. And Michael, you're up in Minnesota, right?
I am. So just a couple hours away from our home office.
The Patriot, 1280 AM, our great Minneapolis affiliate. You're being listened to up there on the Patriot. Those of you listening on 1280 AM, we love you guys. Big fan base up there. Thanks for tuning in. Michael's your hometown hero, baby. He's responsible for the content that you get in Concealed Carry magazine. How cool is that? And, Michael, I can tell you, our subscribers in for a treat come January, aren't they?
They're going to be excited. So, folks, watch your mailboxes on January. And if you haven't subscribed yet, go to our webpage, check it out. We're talking about some specials we're offering. In fact, I think if you go there right now and subscribe, you may get a chance to win a brand-new Kimber 1911. So,
ooh.
A little incentive here,
but
the look of the magazine is going to be brand-new, new content, new change. Of course, new editor, who you had on last week.
That's right, Kevin was on.
Wonderful guy. A lot of great people here. Brand-new team that's come in here to make this a new magazine.
It's purdy. I've seen it. And, Michael, I'm not allowed to get in on that giveaway, am I?
You know, I don't think you are, Mark. I think somewhere in the fine print it says you and I are not eligible for these,
that's okay,
for these.
What about the sidekick?
The side, no, sidekick.
Yeah,
too,
you know,
Shanto.
I'll read the fine print again, Shanto, but I think you might be on that list, too.
Shanto, I love it. That's your nickname.
Trusty sidekick.
Trusty sidekick. I have to point out that that came from Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, who made it just an amazing appearance here on Armed American Radio not long ago. And when he did, he came back, as we came back from a break, he said, oh, I said, and Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, it's great to have you back. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. And he said, oh, it's great to be with you, Mark, as you fire 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with your sidekick, Shanto. And he just had us on the floor where that came from. So that's how Shanto got his sidekick name. Hey, Michael, we have a huge Facebook. We were running it, announced it on Facebook, didn't we?
We did, yep. So on your Facebook page on Armed American Radio and on the USCCA Facebook page, and we topped a couple thousand entries. So,
oh, God, that's huge.
Odds are slim for winning, but I've got six names that were generated here just a few minutes ago, so I'm anxious to read them off.
Let's do it. Let's start with we have what, five runners up, is that right?
Five runners up.
And those five runners up get a copy of your book. Why don't you go ahead and describe that for
us?
Wait,
those are the runners up? I thought that was the grand prize.
Ah, no, it's just because it's your book.
Just kidding. So we've got five runners up. And then before we announce the winner, I'd love to talk about what the Academy's all about. You and I have had a bunch of experience there. And unless you've seen it, it's actually hard to believe.
Let's go there.
All right. So I got five names here. These are the winners of the Gander Mountain book. That happens to be something that that I wrote, so I'm intimately familiar with it. I'm going to hit the names one at a time here. First winner is Jeff Johnston. Now, I don't have a phone number for Jeff, so I can't give an area code, but we do have his email, and we'll get an email out to him from our service team first thing in the morning.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Second winner, Mike, and I'm going to have to experiment with his last name here, Liberatore or Liberator, Liberatore. It's area code 516. Mike's our second winner.
Congratulations, Mike.
Third winner, Sylvia Hadnot. No area code for Sylvia either, but that's not a common name, I'm sure. So, Sylvia, congratulations.
Sylvia Hadnot now has.
Now
congratulations,
has.
Sylvia.
Next winner, Julia Karp with a K, K-A-R-P, area code 541.
Congratulations, Julia.
And the last winner of the book is Mike Kaushman. It's C-A-U-S-H-M-A-N. In area code 615.
Congratulations. That's a Tennessee area code. Congratulations. And that's Mike, you said?
That's Mike. Mike Kaushman.
Mike, congratulations to you.
We've got our big winner here. Should we talk a little bit about what the Academy is all about?
Yeah, let's do this first. Let's talk about the book first. Why don't you give the title of the book out so people know where these guys have got the book, but it's also what they get, and it's what the grand prize winner is going to get.
That's
anybody who attends the Academy will get
correct.
It.
Correct. So anybody that goes to a class at Gander Mountain Academy gets the book. It's called Basic Handgun and Concealed Carry Fundamentals. And it's really those basics. It's really designed to build students from the ground up to help you understand really everything you should know before you go out and carry a gun. Now, it's basic information. It's fundamental information, so it's not going to take you to the level that someone like Rob Pincus would, but Rob and I collaborate real well on the content that went into this book, and of course, I had a chance to help out with his latest book that came out with our counter-ambush package that we created with Rob. A lot of visuals in here. In fact, the way I put the book together was I didn't come up with a concept until I knew how I would visualize it. So it's full of illustrations, full of color photos. In fact, there's not a black and white image in the book except for one of my little boys and I up in the front of the book. That
great picture, by the way.
See why we have it in black and white. So great book. You do get it when you attend an Academy class. You can also pick it up if you go into any Gander Mountain anywhere in the U.S. It's going to be in their area where the books are, so you can pick it up real easily. But as you mentioned, the winner is going to get one when they take their class at the Academy.
And they gave me one at at one of the classes I took, and it's really neat because I flip to the back and I see you recommend my book in the back of that book. So that's a beautiful thing. Lessons from Armed America. And speaking of which, we're going to include a copy, Mike, of my book with yours to those runner-up winners as well.
Expect nothing less.
There you go. And I'm going to go a little farther, but I'll do that later in the broadcast. We've got about 2 minutes, Sean, before a break, so we can talk a little bit about Gander Mountain in the package, right?
Yes.
Okay. Keeping in mind we've got 2 minutes, go ahead and take it away, Michael.
Sure. So, Mark, you and I both attended the Academy. We've gone to classes, and we've gone through the virtual ranges. When I talk to people about what the Academy is about, very often I'll hear someone say, you know, I've done a virtual range. I know what that's all about. And I have to stop them, and I say, you don't know what this is all about. You can't possibly imagine what this is all about unless you've actually gone to one of these academies. Nothing like this exists anywhere in the U.S. besides the Gander Mountain, and nothing really existed before they created it. It's amazing. In fact, when you go into the virtual ranges, you're surrounded on all sides by active targets, by risk, by danger, by shoot-no-shoot scenarios. It's really an amazing area to go to. And part of the package is you get two sessions on the 300-degree simulator, two sessions on the 180-degree simulator in a live class. So it's a great, great package. And I guess with the time we've got left, should I announce our winner?
Yeah, we also get a private lesson in there as well. And I want to expand a little bit on those simulators. What Michael just said is very true. What I want to add to that is that this is 100% immersive. You feel the thunder of the sound on the stage under your feet and coming from you from all angles and all sides.
Adrenaline. You don't leave here without having felt completely spent after even a half hour on these virtual ranges. So anybody that thinks they've seen one of these things before, I challenge you, go out and try one of these things, and you'll never think twice about spending a lot of time on these virtual
rings. We've got 10 seconds before we hear the 30-second music. Go ahead and give the name away.
The winner, and I'm happy to see the name here, I'm happy to see a female. The winner is Margaret Tuttle from area code 850.
Margaret Tuttle, congratulations.
Right. I think that's the Orlando area. So Margaret,
well, I'll tell you what, hang in there, Michael. We're getting ready to go to the break. Margaret Tuttle, congratulations to you. I hope you're listening. We'll find out exactly where that area code is when we come back on the Armed American Radio Network. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Gunowners.org. How cool is that? Sounds like something that you should be a member of. Gunowners.org. Are you a gun owner? 100 million of you. Gunowners.org. Imagine the power we would have. Every single one of you listening to this broadcast was a member of the GunOwners.org, Gun Owners of America, or the NRA, or both, and your local grassroots groups. Imagine the power we would have. Obama wouldn't be in office, I can tell you that much right now. No excuse. Get involved. Gun Owners of America, GunOwners.org, and join the NRA and your local grassroots organizations. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, my guest Michael Martin. Michael, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
That 850 area code for Margaret Tuttle is from Tallahassee west out to Pensacola. So she resides somewhere in there, and she's listening to us more than likely on one of many, many stations that we are on in Panama City Beach, Tallahassee, Quincy, a number of stations, Mobile area throughout the panhandle. So congratulations, Margaret. I think you'll be, your best bet for an academy is just head east out 10, grab 75 south down to that Florida Turnpike here. Find yourself in Lake Mary at the flagship Gander Mountain Academy and enjoy it. Make it a weekend. There's a couple really nice hotels right there within, what, Michael? 200 yards of the academy.
You and I were just down there a couple months ago.
Right. Speaking of Gander Mountain, you and I will be back. Now, we're going to be at a different one. Let's go here while we're talking about this because we've got a couple appearances to make mention of, and we want to start discussing this now. It's never too early. Believe it or not, we're coming up at the end of the year already. It's hard to believe. Next time we meet on this show, it will be December. That's really something. Time is flying. So let's get right on this. The event that Michael was referring to was the Concealed Carry Expo, sponsored by Gander Mountain and Armed American Radio, with over 30-some vendors in attendance. It was record-setting both days. As a result, we are having one February 9th. Michael will be there. I will be there. Rob Pincus will be there. I think we're up to over 40 or 50 vendors at this point already at the Gander Mountain Academy. Where, Michael, up there in your neck of the woods?
Yep, which this is going to be in Lakeville, Minnesota, so just south of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
February 9th, going to do it for that one day. That's a Saturday, I believe. And that's going to run all day. Now, of course, you'll be there, correct?
Just like I will be there. Wouldn't miss it. Of course, we could have picked Florida for February, right, and done sometime in the summer, but,
I asked those guys that. I said, what are we doing? Isn't that backwards? We're down in Florida in the hottest month of the year, down in September, and Minneapolis in the coldest month of the year. Well, what's up with that?
Well, we'll hope for another mild winter. We had a pretty good one last year, but if it is cold, we'll just have to stay in the virtual rain.
Let me tell you something. You're in Minneapolis, bro. Mild to you, is a relative term, I'm sure. Okay,
Mark,
it was mild here today. I thought it was cold here today. It was 52.
We'll get you in the 300-degree range, and we'll put up a tropical simulation. Okay?
No, that's a good point. You had mentioned earlier that I had mentioned that it's immersive and that you feel this. I did the law enforcement scenarios in there, and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need tropical settings to get hot in there. You come out of there sweating. Your hands are clammy, Mike. Am I wrong?
In fact, it's the word simulator is probably the wrong thing here, because people have heard that before and they've used it before. But when they think about this, they think about some grainy, maybe 10 by 10 foot screen they're standing in front with a low definition projector and bad sound. This is literally surround sound, high definition screens where you feel like you were standing in there. When you step in there, you don't feel like you're in a simulator. You feel like you're in a room or in a empty garage or a rooftop parking garage, and it really starts to dig into your brain and cause you to really think you're in these situations. So
one of the situations that I participated in, they were actually filming it, and they had the ladders up and the cameras rolling, and it was a simulator that was originally designed for law enforcement that could also be used for civilian. In this particular case, they throw you up in the simulator. I'm in a 300-degree simulator now, and it is all high-definition screens, as Michael just mentioned, and you're standing in the center. You have a firearm, of course. And this particular scenario, Michael, was I had pulled into the driveway, 300 degrees around you. You're seeing all this. You're actually moving in. If you suffer from motion sickness, this stuff, I mean, it's real. It's right there. And it's like an IMAX. And there you are. I roll into the driveway. They set the scenario up. There's a law enforcement officer there. It's a very nice house with a detached garage to the left of you and your house to the right. You're at the end of the driveway, and a young girl, young teenage girl, comes walking out, running out of the house, screaming that she's been attacked, and she's got a crowbar in her hand saying, he hit me with this, he was beating me with this. And they're telling me, okay, that's your daughter. You're there as a civilian. You just pull in your driveway, and this is what you're witnessing, and boom, they turn this thing on. And I immediately envisioned my own daughter, and the realism and the reality took over to the point that they stopped rolling the camera and just stood there and watched the scenario unfold, because it immerses you. I felt, this is my daughter. This is the police officer. The officer then was attacked, and I had to respond by holding one on the ground. It's just incredibly intense. I don't know any other way to describe it.
They are amazing. In fact, one thing that I loved in Rob's latest book, the counter-ambush package that we put together between USCCA and Rob, is he talks about these dynamic critical incidents having a loss of control. Mm-hmm. And you feel that in these simulations. There's no control when that daughter is running out of the house screaming at you, or when the three guys are in a parking garage all talking to you and you're not sure what's going on and they're starting to approach you. You feel that loss of control that he describes. It heightens your adrenaline. It causes you to really realize you might think you're in condition red, but you realize you're only in condition red in what's in front of you, but you're in condition white with what's behind you, and suddenly you hear someone else behind you. So it's really amazing. It takes you beyond anything that can be done on a traditional shooting range.
Yeah, you mentioned that is an actual scenario that you're describing in one of the civilian 300-degree simulators.
Right.
The only shot I heard, the only sound, I just gave it away, a little Freudian slip there. The only sound that I heard from behind me in the scenario that you described was the gunshot.
You and me both, brother. I was in exactly the same situation. I brought a buddy down, and I thought, well, I'm going to show this guy how smart I am. I know it's going to happen here. And I saw one person to my front. I saw a shadow over to my right behind an SUV, and I thought, well, that's where the attack's going to come from. So I started talking to those two individuals on camera, and all of a sudden I heard a boom behind me as their third buddy approached from behind. So you realize it's nothing like what's on a range. You might be an expert shot on that 20-foot, 30-foot, 40-foot target down range, but these scenarios really heighten what you realize may happen in a real situation.
Yeah, no question about that. I'm actually looking forward to getting in that simulator with some guests who come up to the Gander Mountain Academy in February. February 9th, come up there. 1280 AM Patriot listeners, no excuse for you. It's right there in your backyard. And those of you in Wisconsin listening, no question about it. Illinois, come on up. Anywhere from the country, it is worth the trip. Now, I know it's going to be cold, but we're going to be inside.
We'll be inside. In fact, Mark, we should mention the number one gun scenario that was just put together.
Go right ahead.
It out in Lake Mary. So what Mark and I have described so far are the simulations are really what people think about when you think about
20 seconds. I hate to tell you that.
This thing called number one gun, bring your buddies out, bring your friends out. It's targets flying in, targets looping around, targets at distance. It's amazing. It's high definition. You're going to want to bring your buddies in there. I envision this place as being the new place where bachelor parties are going to happen.
I'm telling you, if you're a gun nut like us, it's a tremendous amount of fun. Michael Martin, thank you very much. Appreciate it. As usual, we'll talk to you here on the Armed American Radio Network again very, very soon.
Thank you, Mark.
And gentlemen, that was Michael Martin. Oh, Gander Mountain Academies. Check them out. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. And I didn't make that up. Ted Nugent made that up.
Oh, you blew my theory.
What was the theory, that I made that up?
No, I was going to say someone very popular and big made that up.
Yeah, popular and big, especially in the gun rights community.
Yes.
Yeah, Ted Nugent said that. The first time he was on the show, it just kind of popped out. I said, Ted, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. He said, Armed American Radio, what a great name for a radio show. And that just kind of stuck. along with a lot of other things.
I love Ted. Uncle Ted is something else.
He's a lot of fun. It was fun to get have them reach out to us a few weeks ago and say, mm-hmm. hey, we want to push our Discovery Channel. Can we come back on the show? And the answer is, of course you can come back on the show.
Absolutely.
Anytime you want. Great segment a few moments ago with Michael Martin talking about our great sponsor, Gander Mountain. That huge giveaway. What a great package. Margaret Tuttle won from somewhere. She's in that area code. She's from somewhere in between the Tallahassee area and Panama City.
You know, every time y'all talk about the simulator, I just really just
there's nothing like it.
I just told Michael. I said I'm going to gather up some gas money and I'm going to head on up there to that event.
You need to. It is really something. You know, their corporate headquarters is up there, and as I said, Rob Pincus will be there. I'll be there. Michael Martin will be there, and to see the way all of this is incorporated together, and of course, from what I've seen so far, the vendor tables will be immense.
That is too cool.
In the Lakeville, Minnesota, we had about 30 vendors. It's a shoot before you buy.
Nice
type deal. So I mean, the lines to get into the actual live fire range were long, but they were moving and flowing very well. They have everything closed off to the public at that time,
mm-hmm.
and you come in and well, not closed off to the public, but it's the CCW Expo event.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody there is there attending the event, and you get in the line, and you hit the live fire, you can hit the virtual ranges, which are amazing under themselves. To see some of this in action, I have a video of what we're talking about, the simulators. You can go to Armed American Radio on Facebook right now and click the video in there. It's on the front page there. Head over, become a fan, join the other 20-some thousand, almost 30-some thousand fans, and watch the video and see what it is we're talking about. Margaret, great stuff, and the other five runners-up, congratulations. We will have your names up on the Facebook page very, very soon. Should be going up in just a little bit. And Michael's working on that. And we appreciate everything that he's done and the USCC and everybody else. Also, you know, one more sponsor. Let's get some more business out of the way. We're doing another live penny gun auction.
Ooh, I love those.
They are outstanding. Make sure you head over to pennygunauction.com, pennygunauction.com. And as usual, use the promo code in caps, AARPOD, AARPOD. And get, when you register, it's free to register. No credit card, nothing. Free to register. Free. Hear me. F-R-E-E. Using promo code A-A-R-P-O-D when you register and get 20 free bids. Use those 20 free bids on a penny gun auction, and you may get lucky and win the firearm of your choice on the particular bid that you are bidding on. In this case, I say choice because the last auction we did live on the air was a choice between one of two cars, the 9mm or the 380. In some cases, there are a choice of three guns. You might get lucky. Pick up an extra bid package if you want and participate. It's addictive, and it's a tremendous amount of fun. And we follow those auctions live on the air. Hank Whaley, the founder of PennyGunAuctions.com, will be here. We tried to get him this week. Very short notice. A lot of people traveling. Thanksgiving. We'll have him on either next week or the week after. We'll give you the date of the Penny Gun auction that we'll be following live on the air on the Armed American Radio page on Facebook. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Make sure you check us out. David Kodria is on the line with us right now. David, how you doing, my man?
Mark, it's cold. I've had the space heater going for the last half an hour. Got the porch up to 38 degrees, so I'm hovering right next to it here.
You definitely are. You can see your breath, no question about it. You know, I'm a little bit farther south of you, and it was cold here today. Woke up, it was in the high 20s and made it up to about 52, but it was a pretty day. Then I got to watch my hometown Buccaneers and see that beautiful Tampa weather, and I thought, I want to go home.
Well, we had a lovely Thanksgiving, and it was pretty much shirt sleeve weather all day. Had the family over, had a big bonfire at my fire pit there, and it was the last nice day before the cold front came in, so that was great.
Speaking of cold fronts, David, was it a cold front derecho? I'm not going to go there. I promised I wasn't going to go there. We're going to keep it on politics as it pertains to the prism or as it's viewed through the prism of the Second Amendment. I promise you that will be the case. There was an article written, David, I can't think of anybody better than you to help me introduce America to this individual. In April of 2011, there was an article written in the Washington Post, and it was titled, "Over a Barrel? Meet White House Gun Policy Advisor Steve Crowley," the Washington Post. Now, David, you know who Steve Crowley is. I sent you an email today and said, hey, let's be prepared to talk about this today. Are you familiar with him? In parentheses, I put just kidding because I knew you were, just because by virtue of who you are. And you responded back, ooh, has he crawled out from under his rock? Let's introduce America to this potentially very, very frightening individual.
Yeah, he's a hotshot lawyer, works out of the White House counsel's office. These, of course, that's the same office that says that Daryl Issa can't interview Kevin O'Reilly, formerly of the National Security Council. And he is Obama's point guy on gun regulation. Now, the thing is, and kind of the curious thing is, that his name in the Washington Post article kind of surfaced at the same time that Obama was making noises to Sarah Brady about we're going to be doing things under the radar.
Right.
And, in fact, this guy has been very remarkably successful at staying under the radar because just before the show I decided, you know, I just had an idea. You know how you get these ideas and you want to check it out. And I did a Google News search on his name. And he comes up in no recent news stories anywhere. So the guy is keeping a very low profile, very under the radar profile. It looks like the thing that he wants to push is ending private sales.
Did you hear me, David, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Repeat that, David.
It looks like his pet project that he wants to try to regulate. Of course, they use it under the guise of, well, closing the gun show loophole.
Gun show loophole, correct.
But in fact, what the goal is ending private sales. Now it says that he's not that hot on the semi-auto ban or the normal capacity magazine ban or anything like that. Although, you know, these guys will do what they're told. But it looks like if they're going to try to get something regulated, he's looking at that as being the entree. And probably the thing that would be most likely for him to be able to influence.
Let me quote this from the Washington Post in 2011. McCarthy and Senator Frank Lautenberg, two vehement anti-gunners, two gun haters, freedom haters. Lautenberg, of course, Democrat of New Jersey, McCarthy of New York, offered a bill that would ban the clips that hold large volumes of ammunition. The pugnacious McCarthy, said that if the administration... I'm just reading it. I didn't write it. The pugnacious McCarthy said that if the administration continued to stay on the sidelines, she and Lautenberg would get the job done themselves, but added that she, quote, certainly had higher hopes with the administration. Lautenberg attempted, continuing to quote, to express optimism. The senator recalled that Attorney General Eric Holder visited him on March 29th of last year and tried to give us his assurance to help us with the legislation. Yeah, this is not an anti-gun administration. I go back to the original email that I wrote, read from Paul up in Albany, New York. Paul, you need to get your head out of the sand. You need to get out of the Kool-Aid jar. David.
I didn't hear Paul's initial letter.
Okay, that was at the beginning of the show. Maybe I'll go back and reread that when we come back from the break and get your comments on that as it pertains to what we're discussing here. Perfect timing on the break. I'm Mark Walters with David Kodria. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. Back after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarrArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release. Two options for grip. And a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Crossbreed Holsters rocks. Wait till you hear some of the cool stuff we have coming up. Sean, you've heard it.
Yes. Yes,
and it's out of control.
It is.
Yeah. Can we tease that? Should we say anything?
I think we should tease it just a little bit.
Go ahead. I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
Why you want to put me on the spot?
Because I talk a lot. I'll give it away. But go ahead.
No, because I don't have all the notes in front of me. I just got off the phone with someone. So
we have some new intros coming up. You hear the show for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Now in its fourth. See, it's hard to believe. But now in its fourth year, and you hear the intro to the show with that tremendous Emmy Award-winning voice talent, John Young.
I will tell you this. I am picking out some very good music, and every hour is going to be different.
Yeah, we've got new rejoiners coming, and John has done some amazing stuff for us that you will be hearing after the first of the year, and Crossbreed Holster. It's just really, really cool stuff. I wish I could play it for you now, but alas, not yet.
You just want me to try to dig in my email. That's what that is.
No, I don't want you to play it. I mean, if you had a taste of it there and it was handy, I'd say go ahead and play it, but we don't want to do that.
I tell you what, maybe next week. Matter of fact, that could be a good poll for the Facebook page.
Speaking of Facebook, hundreds of you are on there now. Head over to Armed American Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Michael has posted the winners of the Ultimate Gander Mountain Academy Training Package. Head over there, see if your name's on the list. If not, congratulate the six winners, five runners-up, and the one. Is it runners-up or runner-ups? Kind of like attorneys general or attorney generals. Head over there and find out if your name's on the list and congratulate the grand prize winner and the five runners-up. Armed American Radio on Facebook. You know you use it. You know you do. David Kodria, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
We have a roundtable we're going to take you in with us as well, too, and a lot of fun stories to talk about. Alabama, lawmaker pushing for allowing guns at work. It's a Democrat. Got to love that. We're talking right now about Steve Crowley. We'll go back to him in a second. I want to read that email and then get your comment. Congressman Joe Barton is urging the president not to sign the UN Arms Trade Treaty. I'm actually going to read that House Resolution 814 in segment one of the next hour, David, and we're going to get a lot of comments from you. Let's go to the email that you missed at the beginning of the opening, if you would, monologue of this program. Mark, love the show, but can't stand you. In fact, that's why I love the show, because I can't stand you. I love hating you. Don't feel special. I hate lots of things and lots of people, including my own sister. You just happen to have made the list. So before I go somewhere else with my email, let me get to the point. You're fear-mongering. Stop the false attacks against Obama, who has done absolutely nothing, in capital letters, to harm the Second Amendment while in office. In fact, in capital letters, he expanded the right to carry by signing the Carry Bill, allowing me to carry my damned gun in a national park. Cut the crap already. That was from Paul from Parts Unknown. I reminded Paul on live radio that with today's technology, I know where Parts Unknown are, and he happens to reside outside Albany, New York. I'll leave his last name off the email. I respect him for putting his name on the email. I appreciate that very much, so we'll respect that. David, I went on to explain there was no such thing as the carry bill, that it was an amendment to the National Park Carry was an amendment to the credit card legislation that Obama signed, and I won't go into all of that now. Suffice to say, you can hear it in the first hour's podcast when we put it up on the website. Your comments on this as it relates to somebody like, oh, under the radar, Steve Crowley. Does this guy, Paul, have anything to fear, or is he right?
No, Paul is actually parroting a talking point that I've seen 100 times over. He's not giving you anything original. I see that comment almost every day, either as a comment to one of my stories or a comment somewhere else. And in fact, you know, the Obama administration was going to let the credit card bill, the Parks bill, just die. A judge ruled against the Bush administration, which tried to get that in, but a judge ruled that without an environmental impact
study, they
could not go forward with it, and the Obama Justice Department was not going to challenge it because that suited their purposes.
David, let me stop you right there. I want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, that in the first hour, not only did I mention that, in fact, the judge halted it with an injunction, I also segued that into why it is so vital and why we need to be we can't be asleep at the wheel, why we have to have, as I say a lot, toothpicks under our eyes, David. As this points out, why it is so vital that we be very careful with the judge's picks, that why the second Obama term can and will be so dangerous. This, as far as the judicial picks are concerned, the credit card legislation bill highlighted it when a activist, liberal, judicial activist judge stopped it. Continue. I'm sorry. I could keep going.
No, you're absolutely right, Dan. And as usual, we're pretty much always on the same wavelength on this, which is one of the reasons why I like talking to you, because we always agree, except when we're on phone in private conversation. but Paul is also ignoring Fast and Furious and the intent behind that. You know, it wasn't right-wing extremists or the evil NRA that made up the terminology padding statistics. I first heard that from a whistleblower.
Right.
Okay. I don't know how many whistleblowers Paul has talking to him. Maybe he could enlighten us. We see the Southwest border states rifle, reporting requirement that was put in by the Obama administration. We've seen the fiasco with the imported Korean M1 Garands. We have seen the words of Obama that he took off the White House website, but which he recently reiterated in the debate with Romney, where he wanted to go after semi-autos and he wanted to go after so-called cheap handguns.
Right.
And if Paul really thinks that we have nothing to fear from Obama, I first of all don't believe that. That's either someone who has picked up some talking points off the internet and doesn't really quite understand what the issue is, or it's somebody who does understand what the issue is, but it serves that agenda to spread those talking points. Now, with vigilance, can Obama take our guns? Not unless you and I say that he can.
That's right.
No matter what they do. And that leads to an interesting little article today, actually, on davidkodria.com. I went after what Mike Vandervoe was saying, that in spite of all of the gun control laws that have happened since GCA 68, we see gun ownership on the increase. We see the number of guns everybody owns on an increase, and we see nothing but people digging their heels in and basically defying the whole disarmament crowd. It's a beautiful unintended consequence.
It is a beautiful unintended consequence. The administration is paying attention to that. There's no question about it. What they do under the radar is what concerns me. The week after the election on this program, I had Rob Pincus on the show, and I had Chris Hart from American Adversaries down in Orlando when we were doing the show from WORL. Great insight coming from him. Here's the concern I have, and, you know, as time goes by and you have opportunity to look and see and think and act on what we're seeing out there, like Rob, I don't believe the administration and Congress are going to go after gun control and our Second Amendment freedoms. It's the under-the-radar that David Kodria is talking about that we need to be concerned with. We'll talk a little bit more. That's why this guy is so scary, is Stephen Crowley. Look him up yourself, C-R-O-L-E-Y. He's the gun czar that you never heard of in the Obama administration. Next on the Armed American Radio Network, we're going to be sitting around at the round table and having a blast. Grab a chair. Get something to drink, clean your firearm, and join us in the roundtable discussion. Matt Oger will be here, as will David Kodria. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Next on the roundtable, right after these messages. Don't go away. This is Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Tell us me by the hammer now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.
Over the river and through the woods to Walmart. We go. The horse is the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.